Warning, there's a bunch of snakes in this episode. The reptile kind and the trouser kind. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, August the 20th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida Man finds out what happens when you let anonymous strangers into your house.
Well, isn't that a stranger would be anonymous?
Famous people, they're strangers to me, but I know their name.
But they're still anonymous to you, aren't they?
No, because I know their name.
Florida man runs from the cops in a golf cart.
A couple more Florida men beat the Florida heat the only way they could think of.
And Florida woman takes on a slithering swiper.
Plus a Florida man food fight and much, much more. So did you see they opened up the python hunting?
I did not. I missed that.
Yeah, they're not just in the wildlife management areas and the small game areas now. Any state park.
Any state park.
Any state park.
Do you have to have tags? I mean, you still have to go get... Do you still have to register? You can't just go out and like...
No, I think it's... You still... All the other things apply. They just opened up the area wider because I guess the snakes were hiding in places where there weren't hunters.
The snakes were hiding in places where there weren't hunters.
Yeah.
So is that smart snakes or bad hunters?
I think it's just they got all the ones that were in the in the particular areas or
most of them. I beg to differ.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's a
maybe we should sponsor. We should sponsor a Florida man python hunt. There should be no problem with that, right? We get all our friends together, Florida man style, redneck it up. We're going to find some freaking pythons.
Okay. And what are we going to do when we find them?
We're going to shoot them.
Okay.
We're going to make some boots. Maybe some wallets.
You know, you got to turn them in, right?
What? Wait, what?
You have to turn the pythons in to be counted.
Oh, well, they can count them. I want it back, though.
Okay. We'll see if they let us do that.
We'll let Kaiser. He can scan it for us.
Yeah.
And then we'll find some people to make us some boots and some wallets, maybe a handbag or purse, if you want to call it that, whichever.
Merce. I could use
I need some new boots. I used to have python boots. Loved them.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right.
But we should. It'd be completely impractical and extremely dangerous and would probably lead to three or four stories. But
and that's on brand for us.
So. I think it'd be a great idea.
I'll let you spearhead that.
Yeah, don't email me on that. That was a joke, by the way. Yeah, we ain't going python hunting. I hate fucking snakes.
I do too. You know that little, there's a rhyme about
coral snakes.
Coral snakes, yeah. Red touches yellow, something like that.
Yeah.
I can never remember what that is, but I know.
Don't need to.
No, the only rhyme I need to know is see a snake, hit it with a rake.
I just stick with it. Yeah, you don't need a rhyme. It's bullet, you know, when you do rock, paper, scissors, bullet, snake. Yeah, bullet wins, yeah.
I prefer rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock.
Yes, I do. I used to know it. That was a fantastic bit on.
That's older than Big Bang Theory.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, they didn't make that up. That's like.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, that's like nerd. That's been around since at least the 80s.
I was a huge Big Bang Theory. I think we've talked about that before. Yeah, I loved Big Bang Theory, but now we are getting a little bit more nostalgic here in the house, and we have been binge watching. Wait for it. Old school Game of Thrones, circa 2011. We just finished episode one. We're on episode two now.
Of season one.
I'm sorry, season two. We're on season two. Yeah, episode three of season two. I think I got to halfway through season two, and then that's when I didn't watch anymore.
Mm.
So now, as the great parents that we are. And
you letting the kids watch it?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, we make the young one cut. We tell her when to cover her face. And then,
5 minutes into episode one.
So we have, in case anybody gives a shit, I did 2 weeks in a row visited the your promo you're about to get to on the Geeks Who Drink.
Yes, you did.
We weren't dead last this time.
No, you were.
We finished third.
Right in the middle.
We finished third.
Now, out of five, yeah, you did pretty good.
We're not going to tell everybody that the two people below me, one came in late and one left early. So technically, we were last
of the people
there from start to finish.
Yeah, but.
We're not talking about that, though.
No. But You did
win. I did win. I won three of the bonus rounds.
Yeah, three of the
bonuses. We won three of the bonus rounds, which actually paid out more on the drinks than the gift card.
True.
So I'm calling that a win.
Yeah, you were a big winner that night. Yeah.
I won. Yep. We're calling that a win. We're bringing, I got three other people coming with me this week. We got a team. Oh, cool.
Nice.
Two of our friends and my boyfriend is, her boyyfriend, not my boyfriend.
I was going to say, your boyfriend?
No. I would bring him out in public.
Are you, did you find him on floridamen.com?
Come on. I wouldn't announce that here. I do have scruples, Joel. Well,
there's nothing unscrupulous about it, but.
I know. A little creepy.
Well, yeah, since you got your girlfriend.
But that's what I'm saying. So, Trivia Factory on Wednesdays, huh?
Yes. And, that's at 7:30, all the way to 9:30 at the Brass Tap in North Naples. And like you said, Thursdays, I am at Fancy Southern Cafe with the Geeks Who Drink Pub Quiz. That's at 7 o'clock, until 9. And both of them are free to play. You can win food. And like Phil said, you can win drinks. And if you listen to the show, just come on up and, let me know and introduce yourself, and I won't give you any bonus points or anything.
That's what I was about to say. What the fuck? I didn't get a bonus point.
No. Just,
I got nothing.
If somebody's coming in to play trivia, I'd like to meet them if they're listening to the show. So.
When we started talking to some of the people that were there afterwards, they listened to the show.
Yeah, they do.
Speaking of listening to the show, do you want to get into our news from this past week?
Absolutely. We were nominated for the People's Choice Podcast Awards, and we made it to the final cut. So we were in the top 10 of shows in the comedy category, and the selected voters who are voting on top podcasts through all the different genres, we are one of the ones that they can vote for. So if you are a voter on the People's Choice Podcast Awards, please vote for Florida Men.
Yeah, now the general public can't vote. I saw some emails about that or some post on Facebook or social media about it. You can't. The voting was to get us into it. Now it's out of our hands. It's on to the large number of group that they specify that pick the winners.
Exactly. They did pick. They have several industry people in the podcasting and recording industries who are automatically voters for them. But they do pick out of the people who did nominations. They do pick some of them.
You got picked, didn't you?
I did, yes. So
we got one vote is what you're saying.
We got at least one vote.
Got at least one vote. We didn't get skunked. All right.
Exactly. So,
because I think Dennis Miller's podcast in this one, or one of his in this one?
Yes, Dennis Miller's podcast is in one of our competitors in the comedy section. So
that's kind of freaking cool.
I know it is. I went and saw him. I saw him live when I was in college up in Michigan. That was a long time ago. But
that's still kind of cool.
Yeah, it really is.
So thank you all who voted. That's pretty freaking neat.
Well, we just got off the phone with another podcast, South Carolina Public Radio's South Carolina Lead.
That's our first radio interview, isn't it?
It is, and we're going to be on their show that drops today. So go out and find South Carolina Lead, and Lead is spelled LEDE. That's like the publishing term, Lead, LEDE.
So last week we were part of a documentary being filmed.
Yeah, well,
this week we were interviewed for. Do we need to start hiring security? I mean, we're famous.
As soon as that documentary comes out, we might have to, because now our faces will be out in public. So assuming that we didn't break the camera. But more to come on that, because
we have the face. Yeah, we have the faces for radio.
There is a reason why we are not on YouTube. Well, actually,
there's two reasons. We don't have cameras, number one. And number two, yeah, we ain't the prettiest fellas in the bunch.
Oh, I got some cameras, but I ain't hooking them up.
Where do you normally have them hooked, Joel? You have them in the...
No comment.
Boudoir?
Actually, they're in storage right now because all my shit's packed up.
Things I hope to never see on YouTube.
You're telling me.
So we need two things. We need four things. We need an intern.
Yes.
We need a producer.
Okay.
We need, and two security guards. That's four. If my math is correct. So yes. Something to look forward to.
Yep. Absolutely.
Think of the intern first.
Yeah. Cause you don't have to pay them.
Yeah. You don't have to pay. They're free. We ain't making that much.
No.
All right.
We're barely covering your liquor bill.
Are we, Joel? Are we?
Well, you had the same bottle this week as last week. I was kind of proud of you.
I know.
Yeah, go to South Carolina Public Radio's South Carolina Lead and listen to their episode that comes out today. And we should be on that show. All right. Well, here's a message from another podcast you should be listening to.
This is Brew Crime, a craft beer and true crime podcast.
I'm Mike.
I'm Beck.
And I'm Nina.
And we're your hosts.
We pair a true crime story with a craft beer
that Nina will probably hate.
Yeah, probably.
Whatever. You can find our show on all your favorite podcast apps, and if you can't find it, contact us, and we'll try and change that.
We can be found at brewcrime.com, or on Twitter at brewcrime, on Facebook at brewcrime, or if you want to go to our group, it's group/brewcrime on Facebook, or on Instagram at Pacific Beer Chat.
Join us as we discuss the horrible crimes that surround us and try not to giggle.
Well, let's get into our stories for the week. Story number one. Florida man drives a golf cart through a crowd inside Walmart.
Your favorite place.
Yeah. You going to make me read the Walmart story, aren't you?
Of course.
All right. A Florida man is facing charges for allegedly driving a golf cart through the front doors of a Walmart supercenter on Thursday and hitting several shoppers before crashing into a cashier register, deputies say.
And allegedly is used loosely because I've seen the security footage.
Is it? Yeah.
he drives
fairly
right
cut in. And dry. Yeah.
Yep.
The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office received reports around 12:30 p.m. of a disorderly man who was blocking entry to a liquor store near with his golf cart near a Walmart in Gibsonton.
Yeah, the locals call it Gibtown. But yeah, it's Gibsonton. Right. You know what Gibsonton is famous for?
I've never heard of that before in my life.
It's between Sarasota and Tampa.
All right.
And it is the town where the Ringling Brothers circus folk would spend their winters. Mm. So
okay.
So it's a lot of, don't want to say carnies because they're not really carnies, but circus folk, like the acrobats and the freak show
the kind of people you want to have over for a barbecue.
Absolutely.
In the backyard. You know, hey, you know, the radio won't reach out here, so why don't you do some somersaults? Why don't you bring the lion out? That just makes for a great party.
Or they'll climb up on the roof and just without a rope or anything and just hook your antenna back up.
What?
Well, you said the radio was out.
I thought you thought that. I thought she was going to levitation there.
All no, right. No, like they're like acrobats.
Okay, I got it. All right, where were we?
Gibson.
All right, the man had reportedly demanded, I say, to speak with a manager, and refused to leave the front of the liquor store.
Something tells me.
So he's at the Walmart liquor store.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's got a separate entrance from the rest of the Walmart. Right.
When Hillsborough deputies arrived, they tried talking Michael Hudson, age 56, outside the store, but moments later he suddenly took off in the golf cart. We got a high speed chase on our hands. You should insert the Dukes of Hazzard thing right there. Just say.
No. Got it.
Driving through a crowded pedestrian area near the front entrance, forcing customers to run out of the way to avoid being hit.
That's a pretty funny video, too.
Deputies ordered Hudson to stop, but he continued to speed through the supermarket, hitting the front glass doors until he eventually crashed into a cash register.
You see the you see the golf cart go by, and then you see two cops following after him, running, hauling ass. It's Hudson, like the Keystone fucking cops or Benny Hill. They just got to play yakety sax.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't pull it. That's what I was trying to come up with. Hudson was arrested and transported to Tampa General Hospital, where he will receive medical attention. Would he get hurt?
Oh, he crashed his damn cart into a cash register.
Well, I didn't know if he got hurt. Several customers were treated at the scene of the incident, but none were taken to the hospital. Hudson faces multiple counts of aggravated battery, aggravated assault with a motor vehicle, trespassing, resisting arrest, and felony criminal mischief.
That's one I don't think we've seen before. Criminal mischief.
Criminal mischief.
Those two words don't really go together. Mischief and felony.
But they didn't get him for operating under the influence of the golf cart.
So maybe he wasn't drunk. Maybe he was just an asshole and they didn't want to sell to him.
he was pissed off about something and went back there. Something happened and he took the golf cart back, drove into there and demanded to speak to somebody, and all hell broke loose. He's like, oh, yeah, I fucked up. So, and tried to run away.
Mm-hmm.
And when he tried to get out, he couldn't get turned around right, and he ran into the damn... Oh,
no, I think he was intending to drive through
the
glass window. Yeah. He looked like he was just ready to make some trouble.
Fantastic.
Story number two. Florida man's gun.
You had to put this one in here.
Absolutely. Stolen during an anonymous orgy in his house.
I had a ton of people send me this one. I even saw it pop up.
Yeah, this is a good one. Florida man's 9mm Glock was taken from a bedroom during a sex party in which guests wore masks during the orgy and were encouraged to use code names, deputies say.
So let's think this through a little bit. We're going to have a party.
Uh-huh.
In my house. In that house, not my house. All right, I am not the...
That's not an invitation?
That was not an invitation for a gay orgy at our house. Okay.
I didn't say it's a gay orgy.
All right, an orgy. Frolicking. Masked. Who would do a damn party like that you don't even know who you're invited and you can't see their faces and you just let them come in your house with mask on with anonymous names and get you...
Some.
Get you some. And it is a gay orgy. It's all men.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't say that. That must have been another.
It's another, yeah.
Okay. See, I was thinking this was co-ed.
Oh, no. The other report I read, he posted it on two gay social media sites.
There are gay social media sites?
According to the article.
Oh. I mean, besides Instagram? Sorry, that was low-hanging fruit.
That is low-hanging fruit.
All right. A handgun was swiped from a Deltona home during a weekend sex party, and the gun owner couldn't give detectives any names of possible suspects because the culprit, like the 20 or so other guests at the party, was wearing a mask. Deputies say, quote, "We're probably not going to solve this one," unquote, Volusia County Sheriff Sergeant Todd Smith said during a public meeting Thursday. And DNA identification is not going to be an option.
How would you like to find, to be the one in charge of getting DNA from that?
No. They'd use up their DNA budget for the whole year. How'd you get it on the ceiling?
Well... I've been holding out.
The 9mm Glock was holstered and lying on top of a nightstand in the master bedroom when it was stolen, the homeowner told deputies. He just left it laying out.
Apparently, he had it on his nightstand in the bedroom.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh, was it? Sorry, I've been paying attention. I'm trying to find the other article. I am paying attention.
It was taken during an orgy in which the theme was anonymous sex, according to a report. Guests who were invited to the party near Saxon Boulevard were encouraged to, quote, come and go as they pleased, unquote. Yep. That's...
I can't find it right now. I'm almost paying attention.
A good first date, though.
What? Come and go as you please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throughout the weekend, throughout the weekend.
So, oh, yeah. This was a whole weekend thing. This wasn't just between 6 and 8.
So.
This is a whole weekend. This is like the house is open. Put a mask on. So knock yourself out.
You can recover from your refractory period and go again as many times as you want in that weekend.
Yeah. Whew. Yep. What'd you call it? Refracting period.
Refractory period.
What the hell is that?
It's like the recharging in between.
In between what?
You know, fill up your nut sack back in.
Oh. Wow. Thank you for clearing that up, Joel. That wasn't what I expected, but all right.
Come and go as they please throughout the weekend and were told to bring friends and acquaintances if they so desired, the report says. So that's how he got people in that he didn't know who they were, because all the invitees were allowed to bring friends. Additionally, guests were told to use fictitious names or no name at all, the homeowner told the sheriff's office. The orgy took place July 19th through 21st, a three-day fucking weekend.
Yep.
And deputies were contacted a few days later. On July 26th, the detective assigned to the case called the homeowner for more information, but he seemed, quote, apprehensive about giving further details.
Yeah, here's off the smoking gun. Is the victim, whose name is redacted from the police report, said he hosted the orgy at the Deltona residence from July 19th through July 21st. The man added that the party was, quote, advertised on a gay social media site and that the theme of the party was anonymous sex.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The article that I read and that I just read to you here had said nothing about it being
men only. Yeah, this was men only. A men only 3-day masked anonymous orgy in your house, in his house.
He must have stock in Clorox.
Who the fuck, I mean, would want, I mean, a not, strange men in your house just randomly showing up.
All right, hold on.
Who?
Women.
No.
I'm saying change it to women. Would you want random women showing up in your house over a weekend?
No, not at all. Absolutely not. Hell no.
Are you saying that because your girlfriend is listening
to this
show?
No, I am not. I am saying, oh, hell no. That's worse.
Why is that worse?
We've already stated that Florida woman is a whole lot worse than Florida man.
That is true.
You get 20 mask. No.
You get the one. Yeah, you get the one that's going to send you 30,000 texts once you.
No, I saw that one too. Yeah. No. Hell no. I don't want anybody in my house masked with anonymous names.
What if they had a clown mask on?
They would get shot at the door. I had to restock my ammo bin. I took inventory last week and was embarrassed with some of the levels that I had. So I restocked well over 1,000 rounds now and just about every caliber. And I have, absolutely not. Yep. We are set for a semi-zombie apocalypse, not the full blown.
So you have to conserve your shots?
Well, I could get through probably
long enough to get the house boarded up.
Yeah. Well, oh, no, I ain't staying here. Fuck that. No, we getting the Jeep's a bug-eyed Jeep. No, we load the Jeep up with shit. We go mobile.
Yeah, but
no, I ain't staying here.
Until you run out of gas. Then you got to go on foot. Mm-mm. Then you're really fucked.
Did you not watch The Walking Dead? They get gas. There's gas stations everywhere.
Yeah, but 6 months out, the gas is going to be bad.
Well, I don't need to. 6 months, I'll be in the mountains of Oklahoma. I don't need, well, not in the mountains, but I'll be in Oklahoma. That's where I was told to go.
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. By my friend, who has more ammo than I do.
Okay.
We have a plan. Do you have a plan, Joel, in the event of a zombie apocalypse?
I only need one bullet.
One? For yourself? Is that it? I'm out! Peace to you, brother. Nice knowing you.
I ain't dealing with
that shit. Does that mean I get 100% of the proceeds now from the podcast?
Well, if shit hits the fan... And you can figure out how to upload with no electricity and no internet.
Yeah.
It's all yours.
Not to mention the fact I have no earthly idea how to do that shit. All right. Oh, no, but that boggles my mind. Who would open their house to strangers with masks, fake names, and just let them screw all over the house? Wherever they want. Yeah, not go ahead. Yeah, the couch. Not go ahead.
Obviously somebody who's not a germaphobe.
That's just sick.
Because you know they're... Just naked sitting everywhere.
And it has nothing to do with gay. I mean, it doesn't. No, it's not about gays. But it's
because they're dudes and dudes are gross. And
well, that, I mean, it doesn't matter. But I mean, even if you open it up, I mean, even if you had to couples, I mean, I wouldn't want other people I didn't know in my house going through my shit, stealing my 9 off the, number one, I wouldn't have the 9 on the nightstand, but that's just weird. But that's why we have a podcast, Joel.
Yep. Find out all these different walks of life.
Story number 3, Florida man pulls a gun after furniture delivered late. A 55-year-old Florida man was not happy when his furniture did not arrive on time, so he pulled a gun on the delivery man stating, quote, you know, I've shot people for less.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Confessing to crimes right in front of the people.
Yeah, that's
exactly the first thing you want to say.
Confess to murder.
Confess to murder, or at least felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well...
Off the bat.
I would think less than a late delivery. That's not considered justifiable.
No, not right now. According to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office, Michael Helton was charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault on August the 3rd and remains in the Manatee County Jail on bonds totaling $5,000. That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, he couldn't...
For all the counts, yeah.
He pulled a gun on... All right. Deputies say the furniture men notified Helton ahead of time that they were on their way with the furniture he ordered from the furniture warehouse. According to the report, the delivery man arrived to find the front door ajar, and the men called out to Helton, who immediately told them he was upset that it had taken so long to receive his delivery.
55 is not old enough to be a crotchety old man, because he sounds like.
I'm only 3 years away from that. Well, I am kind of close to that, but what'd you call me?
I didn't call you. I said this guy's a crotchety old man.
Crotchety?
Crotchety.
Crotchety?
Yeah.
What the fuck's that mean? Crotchety. Like
grouchy, grumpy.
Why don't you just say grouchy then?
Because crotchety sounds better because it's got crotch in it.
I don't want my crotch in a freaking derogatory name about me.
It's not yours.
You called me that.
No, I called the dude in the story crotchety.
Oh. All right. The man asked him if he wanted the furniture.
I'm going to have some.
If he wanted the furniture, which at the time, Helton said, do whatever you want. As he retreated to his back bedroom, Deputy Say, the delivery men began to unload the furniture, and Deputy Say Helton left his home with a gun in his hand and pointed at both men. The delivery men began to
de-escalate.
I know what it was, Joel.
Okay. You just had that look on your face.
No, like I got it. I did it through. I pronunciated it out. The delivery man began to de-escalate the situation and explained to Helton how to file a complaint over the late delivery, and surprisingly continued to unpack and deliver the furniture.
That is some work ethic right there.
No. My guess is they've had guns pulled on them before.
Maybe.
The two men at first dismissed his action as a show of anger towards the late delivery. The report states, but they called law enforcement after the fact.
Either that or they know they don't get paid if they don't deliver it.
Helton told deputies he was startled by someone trying to enter his home and retrieve his weapons to defend himself.
From the guys that knocked on the door and said, hey, we're here with your furniture that we just called you about.
Yes.
And you told us that you were pissed off that we were late.
Deputies noted that Helton struggled with providing a consistent story.
Mm. Yeah.
According to the report, Helton admitted to taking the gun outside to confront the men, but he could not explain why he did so. Nor could he explain why he called Furniture Warehouse instead of calling 911 if he was in fear for his safety.
I don't know who these guys are, but I'm going to call their office and bitch about them.
That's somebody who realized, I just fucked up.
I'm going to have to find a bondsman here.
I just fucked up. So
just put the handcuffs
on. What have we learned from this, Joel?
Delivery people don't make enough money.
Nope. You know what would have been funny if they pulled one out too and said, go ahead, bitch, take your best shot. You think I got to get paid enough to deal with shitheads like you?
That would not be de-escalating the situation.
That would be escalating.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first time in a long time I've seen the word de-escalate used in a sentence.
Yeah, well, I've heard it, but
that may be the only time I've seen de-escalate.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it in print, but I have heard it recently.
All right, time for the Florida Man
food fight.
So here's our food fight this week. Florida man tussles with girlfriend who said he's too drunk to cook chicken.
Mm. Now, I've been too drunk to cook popcorn.
How are you too drunk to cook popcorn?
Microwave
popcorn or regular?
No. We don't do microwave. We do straight. We do the Elmer Fudd ones. Not Elmer Fudd. Shit. Rickenbacker? Not Rick.
Orville Redenbacher.
Oh, Redenbacher. That's it.
Elmer Fudd? Shut the fuck up, all right?
I'm doing the best I can, Joel.
Stop making fun of me. I could see Colonel Sanders. He looks a lot like him, but anyway, accused of cooking.
I'm actually a fan of Marvin the Martian better than.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Where's the kaboom? There's supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
And I'm just going to continue on before you get us pinged for copyright violation. Accused of cooking chicken while intoxicated led to a Cape Coral man's downfall Wednesday.
That's in the back door.
It is, and resulted in charges of aggravated assault and battery. Shortly before 10 p.m., Cape Coral police went to a disturbance on Southwest 48th Terrace, where officers were told there was a lot of blood and a male had cut himself. Just an aside on Cape Coral streets, I couldn't fucking tell you where Southwest 48th Terrace is.
That's why GPS anywhere I go in the Cape.
Northwest, Northeast, Southwest, Southeast, Terrace Street, Loop, and they're all like...
Road,
yeah, and they're all like within half a mile of each other, but you gotta like take six other streets to get to it. It's ridiculous.
That's why I do GPS.
Yeah. A female complainant told police that she and her boyfriend, Gary Steven Rasmussen, age 35, were arguing over him cooking chicken because he was too intoxicated. I don't know how you can be too drunk to cook chicken.
You can, Joel. Trust me.
During the argument, the victim told police she was on her knees begging Rasmussen to stop cooking, and then he knocked the contents off the counter onto the floor. She was on her knees.
She was begging.
Don't cook
pleading,
that chicken, baby.
Please. eating.
You're too drunk. It sounds like she was a little bit too drunk to be cooking chicken.
Yeah, true.
When a pan was knocked off the counter and hit the victim in the head, causing a laceration, and when Rasmussen saw that the woman was bleeding, a police report said, he grabbed a knife and cut his own left arm.
Hmm.
Doesn't say intentionally or not.
So, because he felt bad for her and he wanted to bleed too, or?
Or he wanted her to get in trouble if she called the cops. Blame it on her. The victim told police that Rasmussen, quote, kind of lunged, unquote, at her with the knife, and she became in fear for her life.
I'm thinking he lost his balance and tripped.
Possibly. Or she was hallucinating. Rasmussen was transported to a Cape Coral hospital for treatment and then to Lee County Jail, where he remains on no bond and charged with battery and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. His arraignment is September 9th.
Too drunk to cook his chicken.
Too drunk to cook chicken.
Now, I think I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the good news in the story is it doesn't appear as it was fried chicken, because it didn't say that she got hit in the head with the pan.
Right.
But it didn't say there was grease in the pan, which would cause her to have burns and set the house on fire.
Unless he hadn't even started cooking yet. He just got the pan out.
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, he was too drunk to cook chicken.
Well, either that or she just didn't want him to start cooking the chicken, and she got to him before he started.
One word for you. Uber Eats.
Is that one word?
It was when I was thinking about it in my head, but then actually after I think about it, it's actually two words.
We're going to move on then to story number four. Florida man shows liquor store clerk his Jim Beam. A Florida man was arrested on August 7th after allegedly showing a liquor store clerk his penis.
That's why we can't have nice shit around here.
On May 1st, the Wakulla County Sheriff's Office.
Now, where's Wakulla?
All right, so south of Tallahassee. It's on the panhandle. It's like right in the crook of where Florida turns in.
So if Florida is the Wang, it'd be the taint.
Not even to the taint, because there's a little part of the panhandle that hangs down, so it's like the little indent between the dick and balls.
Okay.
According to the victim,
the sad thing is I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah, Wakulla County.
That made perfect sense.
On May 1st, the Wakulla County Sheriff's Office received a complaint from a female employee at a liquor store in Panacea, south of Tallahassee, about a man who had exposed himself to her. According to the victim, the man, 54-year-old John Christian Womack, so we've got a 53-year-old, a 55-year-old, and now a 54-year-old. It's right around that same.
I'm going mid-50s here.
Yeah.
I'm sensing a pattern.
Yeah, this wasn't intentional. I'm just noticing it now. But John Christian Womack walked into the business and sparked up a conversation with her.
I thought that said spanked up a conversation. I did. I thought that said spanked.
Just chatting her up and looking around to buy some booze. The victim said that Womack started acting strange and pacing back and forth. Soon after, the woman said he walked behind a display, pulled out his penis, and showed it to her while saying, "Hey, look at this."
So did he just get it? Did he have it?
He went behind the display, he pulled it out, and then he walked around and said, "Hey, look at this."
Right. So when I say somebody, "Hey, look at this," it means I've done something new. Like, "Hey, look at my new haircut."
Did he
just get the dick?
I wouldn't think so,
right?
Maybe he did get a haircut on the dick.
He could have gotten a haircut on the dick. I always wondered, if it's sports clips or supercuts, if anybody's ever, "Hey, can I go in the back and get you to shave my ball sack? Trim it up down there just a little bit." If they do it.
They'd kick your ass out. They'd probably call the cops.
I'm not going to do it.
No.
I got my own equipment for that.
You got to go to a spa and have the Brazilian done.
Oh, fuck no. I ain't doing that. No. No, I got my own little trimmer thing.
Manscapers,
yeah. I made the mistake once of my son went in the back and was trimming his beard on it one day. Cause I told him it was little,
and then he told him.
And then he said, "Please, dear God, tell me these are not the trimmers you use to cut your manscape your nutsack." I said, "I can either confirm nor deny that." Fantastic.
I've only got one set of clippers. This is why you don't.
I got some thinning shears, but ain't no fucking way I'm using them down there. Well, yeah, when you say so, you know, I got, "Hey, look at this." Now I get something done on my tattoo. "Hey, look at this. Look at what I just got. You know, exactly. Hey, look at that. Hey, look at this. I got a new ring
on my phone.
Look at this. I got a new picture. Look at that new necklace." Did he just get it new? I don't think they do dick transplants yet. Maybe he had one of his suction things, and maybe he had used that before, and it was a little pump, and maybe he'd pumped it up beforehand, and he wanted to show somebody.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Maybe it was just Maybe he just got it waxed and it was all shiny.
Could have been. Maybe he had a little oil on it.
Yeah.
Maybe a little salve. Something like that.
We will never know because yep. Womack was able to leave the store and drive off. Wakulla County detectives began an investigation into the incident and later identified Womack, who lives in Tallahassee. So he drove like 20, 30 miles away to do this. Authorities brought him in for questioning on July the 30th. And during the interrogation, investigators showed him a picture taken from the surveillance footage showing him exposed.
So I'm going to need to see you, Pecker. And we're going to compare it to this Pecker. And then in the picture, and we go.
That cop drew the short straw.
Yeah. How do you, more than once? Yeah. That's one of those when you get, and you think, oh, it's cool. You know, it's going to be good. We investigated. We found him. And then you realize when you connect all the dots, like,
oh, shit.
Motherfuck.
All right.
I'm going to have to go pull his pants down.
You got odds or evens?
Rock, paper, scissors, Spock. Well, what? Rock, paper, scissors.
Lizard, Spock.
Lizard, Spock.
Womack admitted he went into the store, but claims his penis was out because he had just walked out of the bathroom and forgot to put it away. Like you do.
I mean, it happens to me all the time.
I mean,
I go pee, you know, but you unzip your pants, you pee, and sometimes you forget.
You just forget. You leave it hanging out.
You know how many times this happened to me?
None.
None! None.
Because you get to the sink.
None.
And you go to wash your hands, and if it's hanging out, it's going to touch most of the time, touch the sink.
Well, it depends if it's a handicap. If it's a handicap, but I don't know that it would.
Where was I?
You know, that's never happened. Who? No.
You got a zipper on your fly. You don't walk around with it hanging out the zipper.
No.
Because that's just going to bite you.
It's all habit. You've been doing this for 54 years.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you 3 years for potty training. You've been doing it for 51 years.
Maybe he was at the nude gay orgy the weekend before.
No.
He was just used to having it hanging out.
No, he's just stupid. No. No. That is a horrible defense. Horrible.
It was not a defense. It was just a hypothesis. Allegedly.
He said it did.
No. Oh, you're talking about just he forgot to put it away.
Yeah, he forgot to put it away.
Yeah. Womack also denied.
And I have never used that sentence while describing my junk either.
What's that?
I just hadn't put it away yet.
Me either.
It's horrible, horrible, horrible defense.
This is what you get in the panhandle, folks. Womack also denied that he asked the victim to look at his genitals. But after reviewing surveillance video from inside the shop, deputies realized that he never went to the bathroom. Deputies got an arrest warrant for Womack on August 6th, and on Wednesday, they contacted the Leon County Sheriff's Office, who arrested him at his home and turned him over to the Wakulla County Sheriff.
Extradited.
Womack was charged with indecent exposure.
As well he should have, because that was a dumb, dumb excuse.
Have you ever taken it out unsolicited?
Yes. No. What, unsolicited? Well,
yeah, like...
In public?
Not necessarily in public, just... You ever whip it out to somebody when you weren't sure if they 100% wanted to see it?
No.
Yeah, me either.
No. It's like,
this is the in-person equivalent of guys who send dick pics to women. Why?
Well, we're going to go on to story number five.
To women, they're not already intimate.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, just like unsolicited.
Unsolicited.
Yes.
I'm going to leave you hanging on that one, Joe, because okay. I don't want to get into that.
Go ahead.
There could have been I was young and innocent and needed the money. Story number five.
They didn't have.
What?
They didn't have text messaging when you were young and innocent.
No.
Did you mail it? Was it a Polaroid?
No. Fuck you, Joel. No. Fuck you. All right. Yes, Joel, I had a Polaroid snap of my dick. Then I went and I faxed it. That's what I did, Joel. I faxed it.
I figured you put it in an envelope and put a stamp on it and
mail it off.
3 days later, it got to three blocks away.
Story number five, or cinco for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida man turns a nightclub ice machine into a yellow snow cone maker. I read this one, too.
Mm-hmm. I believe you
said
this
one. This is the third week in a row, I think, that we've had urinating in ice cream.
There was ice cream, and there was...
What was the other one? Ice machine. Well, this was the ice machine,
this
right?
is the ice machine, yeah. Last week, we had ice...
The cooler outside. Was that, or was that the same story? Anyway.
Yeah, no.
This is at least 2 weeks in a row. We've had somebody that has taken a whiz in a public... All right. Michael Williams, age 28, or at least lettuce, is charged with disorderly conduct after urinating in an ice machine. inside a popular St. Petersburg nightclub, Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies say.
In the nightclub. You couldn't make it to the bathroom?
Now, I am going out on a limb here. I don't think it was a night. The article I read, it was not an ice machine.
Was it just the
cooler? It was a cooler with ice in it.
Okay.
Because you think about
it. But it's where the ice that
they're putting people's drinks from. Either way. You're probably not somewhere you want to pee.
Right.
According to,
you don't want somebody else to have peed either.
Agreed. According to the arrest report, an incident occurred at 260 First Avenue. The nightclub describes itself on social media as St. Pete's, quote, newest premier nightlife destination. Combining an understated elegance and late night vibe. 260 is first is both a party hotspot and social mecca.
So something tells me that this was not a good launch of their.
Yeah. Probably not because it. Yeah. Not the publicity you want of your new social mecca hot nightclub.
No.
Somebody peeing
in the ice bucket.
In the ice bucket.
Unless, I mean, you could make a whole big deal about it, like do a video of you throwing out the ice bucket and getting a new one.
You'd have to spin it. It'd be a lot of spin.
You'd have to spin it. Be a little self-deprecating, a little bit tongue-in-cheek.
It's because today's age with cameras and social media and everything else, you're not going to be able to, you know, to lie your way out of it or deny it. To deny it.
Free lemon drop drinks?
No, not even that. You're going to have to spin it. You got to come clean, literally.
Yeah. All right. Do a video on, post it on your Facebook or your Instagram of
burning the ice machine.
Burning the ice machine or just like we did our dumping book. A ton of bleach in it.
But I don't want bleachy ice.
No. I mean, to clean it out when there's no ice in it.
All right. Deputies say Williams was observed by security urinating in the ice machine, which is used to distribute ice throughout the club. Though the report did not indicate if the ice was used for drinks.
Oh, yeah, it was. No, they just take ice around the club and just. Yeah.
According to court documents, the incident occurred around 2:30 a.m., ooh, early, on August the 3rd, and Williams reportedly resisted security personnel who attempted to kick him out of the club.
That is like almost closing time.
After he was allegedly seen relieving himself in the ice machine. Williams was taken into custody on the disorderly conduct charge, and post-arrest, police found a bag of marijuana on his presence and charged him with a misdemeanor possession of marijuana.
Nothing to do with the pissing in the ice bucket. That weed doesn't make you have to pee him anymore.
But if you're going, the moral of the story is if you're going to piss in the ice maker and try to get away with it, don't have a bag of weed on you.
Just don't piss in the ice maker. Go in the bathroom. Go out to the alley out back.
How far was the ice machine from the shitter? That's what I want to know. The pisser.
Did it look like a toilet? Did it look like a urinal?
Well, it's got a door on it. Just saying. While the two charges are both misdemeanors, Williams has a prior history of law enforcement after previously convicted on a felony marijuana charge, which he was sentenced to 18 months on probation.
Oh, so he lost his...
He's had his first time with weed. Williams posted bond a short time later after he was booked in the Pinellas County Jail.
Okay.
Social mecca.
Isn't this the time of year where actual Mecca is where people are going right now?
I believe I saw that on the news. Zero idea about that, Joel.
Yeah,
nothing against it, but I do not.
Yeah, no. I think I saw something on the news that they're traveling to Mecca and the
I am not Muslim, so I do not know.
You read the news though, don't you?
I do read the news a lot. I have not seen story. I haven't seen that.
Okay, 261st. Yeah, I'm gonna stay away from there. When I go to St. Pete, if I go to St. Pete.
Well, you're not going to say that. I'm sure they cleaned it up.
Oh, I'm sure they cleaned it up, but that's...
I'm going to order a beer.
In the bottle.
In the bottle, yes. Yeah.
Story number 6. Florida woman kills a 6-foot snake that ate her birds. Now, normally, this type of story wouldn't be something we'd cover.
I'm curious. You've piqued my curiosity, Joel, yes. Because from the headlines, this does not look that...
No, but I read into Florida this and woman-ish. I was like, this is a Florida woman. Distraught by a snake targeting her beloved. Distraught.
Distraught.
By a snake targeting her beloved backyard birds and squirrels, an 89-year-old Florida woman took matters into her own hands, killing the 6-foot-long serpent with a hammer to its head.
Dead.
Yep.
Gone.
Mm-hmm. Garlene Iseman had been noticing birds were missing from one of her feeders at her Tallahassee home and that no other birds were returning. She initially thought there was something wrong with the feed she was using, but after a visit to a pet store, she learned the feed was fine.
So you go to the feed store. Hey, birds don't like my shit no more. No, ain't nothing wrong with your shit.
I worked at a pet store when I was in high school. There is no fucking way to test whether bird seed has gone bad.
Well, you look at it. Is it moldy?
Well, it's no. I mean, not
even
that.
I mean, if you chomp on it a little bit, if it's still crunchy, it's good.
Well, you don't even have to chew it. You can feel it if it's crunchy or if it's soggy. But maybe she was concerned that it wasn't the right type for the birds she wanted to attract. Maybe that's the only thing that they checked.
Fair enough.
Anyway, but yeah, you can't tell if it's gone bad or not. About 3 weeks ago, Iceman looked on in horror when she saw a snake slither out of a bird box where she'd been watching a nest of three baby bluebirds be tended by their parents.
Aww.
The snake's throat had a telltale bulge.
Oh, I watch Animal Planet, and I'm no expert detective, but I'm guessing the snake ate the birds.
That's yeah. Now,
just from the visual evidence
of the bulge
of the bulge in the throat of the said story, which is alleged.
Now, I've seen some videos with a bulge in a throat.
I thought you were going to say bulge in your pants, and I was like, I don't want to know about this.
No. But it was a human female with a bulge in the throat. I started crying. I didn't know what to do, said Iceman, a great-grandmother of six and a grandmother of six who goes by the nickname Grandma Bunny. The snake went down and up a wooden flower box, and it went out of sight. After that, all the birds disappeared.
Circumstantial evidence is overwhelming.
She removed all the places a snake could hide, including all the birdhouses. Eventually, she spotted the snake. As soon as she did, she ran and grabbed a hammer and a twig. He would go thin and wiggle out from under the twig. I would run after him, and finally I turned my hammer sideways, and I got him good, she said. I was so angry with that snake. The birds and squirrels are beginning to return to her garden, and Iceman hopes she's killed her last reptile. Quote, I do not want to go through that anymore, she said. Watching those birds brought a lot of joy to me. Garlene Iceman, you are
my
Florida
hero.
Woman of the week.
You're the Florida woman of the week and our hero right now. Fuck yeah.
Smash that bitch with a hammer.
Now, don't use a hoe.
Nope.
Don't use a shovel.
Now, you don't need a long handle. Get up close.
Get up close and
look
personal.
Him in his beady little fucking
eyes.
Look
him in his fucking eye with a tongue coming out and just bang him right in the forehead.
Fuck yeah, that snake deserved it. Eating baby bluebirds.
Allegedly.
There ain't no legend. He's dead. We can talk that shit about the snake all we want now. What's he going to do, sue us?
Well, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Man.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Did we get any voicemails this week?
Not yet, no. I went and checked yesterday just to make sure I wasn't getting alerts.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen. Or you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes. And we got some shit this week, didn't we?
We did. We got a case for a recorder that we want to get, and we got some beef jerky.
We have got to – you got to show me this damn list. I want to put some of my shit on there. I put sunflower seeds.
Oh,
you
on
got
for
my
you.
Sunflower seeds in there.
Yeah, okay. I think I put some cheese puffs in there too for you.
No, don't put no cheese puffs in there. Now, if you can find the Flaming Hot Fritos.
I believe we can do that.
Flaming Hot Fritos.
All right, we'll put that in there. But yeah, thank you to the Coasties for sending us that care package. It was tasty. We didn't eat all of it yet.
That's a lot of jerky. That's a lot of jerky.
Yep.
But we're going to do our best.
Mm-hmm. We'll have some like every show until it runs out.
So we do need to say something here before we go to our Patreon subscribers. Your brother stepped up his game.
He did.
And I believe he made a diss at me for my woohoo after Heather and Josh's, which was Heather was our first Patreon, which is why I go woohoo.
Yes. Yeah. Travis bumped up to the highest. Well, technically it's the second highest level, but the top one's kind of a joke. So he is our highest level patron.
So does that mean I can't go woohoo after Heather? And
that's his request as the top patron.
All right. So even though Heather and Josh, I can't go woohoo anymore. I'm doing it silently because I don't want to piss Travis off because he frightens me.
He's a big dude. We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, David. At the Tampa tier, Stephanie, Long Since Past Podcast, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Kurt, Colin, Roxanne, Matthew from Washington State. At the Tallahassee tier, we have Heather and Josh, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Erica, Koneth, Nicole, and Matt. At the Daytona tier, we have Katie and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, we have the Coasties, who sent us that that care package that we got today, and Tiffany, hashtag call me Tiff. And then at the Miami tier, we have Travis.
And what's the tier above that?
The tier above that is the Naples tier.
Naples tier.
Yes. The Naples tier. So the Miami tier is...
You ain't got to give the dollar amount, but what's...
you can look at... I mean, you can look on the patreon.com/Florida Man if you want to see the dollar amount, but I'll tell you the dollar amount for the Naples tier. The Naples tier is $10,000 or more per month. And here's the description of it. Naples is home to more millionaires per capita than any other city in Florida. If you have more money than brains and like to throw it away / give it to podcasters, sign up for this tier and we will fly to your city in North America or the Caribbean islands only to record a live episode in your home or at the venue of your choosing, and everything at the Miami level, which is a recording of the Ballad of Florida Man with an extra verse written and personalized about you.
The fuck? Wait, what? What? We have to do another damn recording for... Travis?
I guess we do, yeah. Yeah, I just realized that.
Son of a bitch. Does he know about it?
I'm assuming so, since he clicked on this. But we get to write the verse about Travis. and because he's my brother, I know dirt on him that nobody else knows.
Fantastic. I got to come up. We still got to read. We got to redo our thing. I got to work on something.
Okay.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Man Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Don't take medical advice from a podcast, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed at an anonymous sex party in Daytona.
I knew that was coming. That's fine. You can say you're there. I was not there. And as always,
I didn't say I was there. I just said that it was mixed there.
Yeah, but who mixes, Joel? You mix it.
Allegedly.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Battle of the Florida Man. And Tracy can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.
I'm gonna need to see you, Pecker.